This is a podcast from Minute Media.
In the fall each year we all congregate, the bound all gathered at the church of tailgate. The scriptures reading from the book of Munson, our favorite verse, my God, a freshman. Drunk and obnoxious, we'll choose your fate. Ain't nothing finer in the land. Now the 3,000 of our best friends, it's Saturday and last thing.
Welcome to the Saturday in Athens podcast. We're a Georgia Bulldogs show by dogs fans for dogs fans. I'm your host, Herschel Gurley, and I am fired up today to be joined by Spike Squad co-president Emily Royal. Emily, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having us on.
So, big weekend for you guys. Y'all are spearheading a movement for Georgia football fans between the hedges this weekend for the Dogs SEC opener against South Carolina. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what y'all are looking for from Dogs fans this weekend?
Right. Another bold move. So we're going for a red out. So we want Dog Nation to show up wearing all red. You're going to see Spike Squad in a new way that you have never seen us before. We are going all red, red paint, red shorts, red everything. We're super excited. We've been working with Crystal. So we're calling it the Crystal Red Out. So fans can use that hashtag on their photos. And we're super excited. But yeah, you've never seen a Spy Squad like this before. We're super excited.
So tell us a little bit about how the partnership with Crystal came about and how the idea for the Crystal Red Out was spawned.
Right. So they actually got in contact with us. And we've kind of worked with some brands before on just some smaller stuff, more promotional, like commercials, stuff like that. So it was kind of mind-boggling. They slid into our DMs and we're like, hey, we want to work together. So we've been working with them ever since, just kind of creating this campaign for the Red Out, the Crystal Red Out. And so, they got in contact with us and we've been working with our executive board and with the entire Spike Squad team and their marketing team. And we've just been putting this together for a few months now. And so it's kind of all come into fruition. We're all really excited. But yeah, it's all finally happening. We're running some ads right now. We are getting all sponsored on Instagram. And yeah, we're pulling it all together, doing a whole lot of marketing to try to get it to happen.
Oh, I love that. And what a perfect kind of moment for it to happen too, because the SEC opener against South Carolina getting televised at 7 p.m. on ESPN, going to be a night game. So going to be a super electric environment.
Going to be
anyways.
A big one, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have the red lights at Sanford to go along with the Crystal Red Out. A lot of cool things happening. So let me get your take on this. When we say red out, I mean, people can take and do with it what they want, right? So if they want to go red shorts, red shirts, red pants, red shirts, just as much red as possible. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Red hats, bring it in. Yeah, as hard as people can go, that's how hard we want them to go. Spike Squad is going all out. And we're also working with Paintline. They're going all out. So yeah, we're trying to make this as big as possible. One of our main goals is making it look like USC fans didn't even show up.
Oh yeah, we love that.
2 years ago, whenever we did a blackout for Notre Dame, it was pretty successful. That was just only led by Spike Squad alone. And just through our Twitter and our Twitter following, Instagram following, and then just our individual members reaching out to people. And that was extremely successful. And I think that's one of the main reasons that Crystal got in contact with us in the first place is because of our success. With very limited resources and very limited marketing, we were able to get a whole stadium to just black out for the Notre Dame game, make it look like none of their fans showed up. So that's pretty much the goal with this, but now it's a lot more organized. We've got Crystal backing us. We have a whole lot of marketing and all kinds of efforts coming together for this. So it's going to be way bigger, way better. We're super excited.
Well, I was at that one in 2019 and I'll be at this one. The 2021 version. So my son's 7th birthday was on the Notre Dame game in 2019. So,
oh, the best day ever.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So we took him to game day. We brought him to the ball game that night and he had a little birthday money with him and he went in the bookstore and bought a black jersey for the game that day. So he bought into it too. So the Spike Squad was even hitting the 7-year-olds that day.
Oh my gosh, that's great. We are his biggest fan. That is so amazing.
Yeah. So we'll have him back with us on Saturday, and we're going to have my daughter with us. She's six, and it'll be her first game at Sanford and being between the hedges. So we'll definitely bring her by to see y'all as well.
Oh my gosh, that would be great. Bring her by for some photos. Like, that would be awesome.
Yeah, she'll dig that for sure. So, well, this is awesome. We are fired up about it. So tell all of our listeners, how can they engage with y'all? How can they support this? What can they do to blow this up as big as possible?
You can go to at UGA Spike Squad, our Instagram account, and you can take our post and post it on your story. Later this week, we're releasing a graphic and we're releasing some more marketing. And so we're getting together with Paintline. We're releasing some more Instagram posts. We're releasing a graphic. So anything you see that you can repost, that would be absolutely awesome. Tell your friends to wear red. Put red on your dog. Put on a little jersey. Yeah, get it together. Wear red. And definitely tell everybody. Word of mouth is so powerful. So we definitely want everybody to get together and really like make this a big thing. We also are working with Crystal. And so through Sunday, September 19th and Wednesday, September 22nd, if you wear red into any Crystal in Georgia, you can get a free Crystal burger. So we're working with them on that. But yeah, so we're getting it all together. But yeah, wear red. Tell your friends, tell everybody.
Oh man. Yeah. Talk about burying the lead there. Like that is the winner right there. be wearing red every day of the week if it means a little free Crystal.
Oh that's yeah. Fantastic. I am an advertising major.
Yeah. Oh man. That's fantastic.
Here at the good old University of Georgia, Grady College.
Might even have to swing by and get a sack full before the game on Saturday, just to kind of get in the mood a little bit. So I love that.
Absolutely. Perfect game day food, fill you up with some good burgers, grease. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I love that. Well, everyone, make sure and go and do that. If you don't already, which you should, make sure and follow the Spike Squad on Instagram at UGA Spike Squad. Make sure and pump this and push this for them. Tell everybody that you know. Tell all the mamas out there, all the daddies. Get everybody dressed up in red. Let's rock this thing out for the Dogs, the SEC opener against the Gamecocks on Saturday. Well, Emily, thank you so much for hanging out with us and for giving us some insight on what the push is this weekend. And we will look forward to seeing you Saturday at Sanford.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. It was so great talking to you.
All right, go Dogs, sick 'em.
Go Dogs, sick 'em.
Hey, Georgia's better now.